News release. Michigan Department of Transportation. Memorial Day marks the unofficial start of summer and a period known as the 100 Deadliest Days for Teen Drivers, which runs through Labor Day weekend. This is a time when there is an increase in the number of fatal crashes involving teen drivers. The risk gets higher during the summer for teen drivers and everyone else they share the road with, said Adrian Woodland, spokeswoman for AAA, the Auto Club Group. With the end of the school year upon us, these young, inexperienced drivers will spend more time on the road with their friends. According to National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, nearly half of teen driver-related deaths occur during the 100 deadliest days. A total of nearly 6,700 people were killed during this period, from 2013 to 2022. In 2022 alone, 707 people were killed in these types of crashes, a 10% increase over pre-pandemic 2019. National Teen Driver Statistics. An average of 2,146 teens are involved in deadly crashes, every year. 670, 31%, of those occur during the 100 deadliest days. These crashes result in an average of 2,390 deaths per year. 744 of those fatalities occur during the 100 deadliest days. In Michigan, on average, 63 teen drivers are involved in fatal crashes, each year. 23, 36%, of those occur during the 100 deadliest days. These crashes result in an average of 68 deaths per year. 25, 36%, of those fatalities occur during the 100 deadliest days. Common risk factors for teen drivers. Traffic crashes are the leading cause of death for teens ages 16 to 19. For every mile driven, new teen drivers, ages 16 to 17, are three times more likely to be involved in a deadly crash compared to adults. Distracted driving. Distraction plays a role in nearly 6 out of 10 teen crashes. Electronics like cell phones and in-vehicle infotainment systems are considered the second biggest distraction to teen drivers. The biggest distractions are teen passengers. Driving with teen passengers. Research shows that the risk of a fatal crash increases in direct relation to the number of teenagers in a car, NHTSA. Having other passengers in the car can contribute to peer pressure and the impulse to engage in dangerous habits like speeding and aggressive driving. Speeding. Speeding is a factor in nearly 30% of fatal crashes involving teen drivers. Not wearing a safety belt. Teens who buckle up significantly reduce their risk of dying or being seriously injured in a crash. AAA's advice for parents. The single most important thing parents can do to help their teens become safe drivers is to be involved in their learning to drive process, said Rachel Wilson, Director of Driver Education Programs, AAA, the Auto Club Group. Spend time coaching your team while they're behind the wheel and have a serious discussion about safety. While parents can be great teachers, it also helps to seek out professional training courses, like those provided by AAA. Lead by example. Minimize risky behavior when you drive. Don't drive aggressively, avoid distractions, and always wear your seatbelt. Your driving skills and judgment behind the wheel shape your child's view of safe driving habits, even before they're old enough to drive. Make safe driving a priority in your own life. Conduct at least 50 hours of supervised practice driving. Let your teen drive in a variety of conditions, including inclement weather, busy interstates, and at night. This will help them become a more confident driver in imperfect situations. Teach defensive driving skills. Help your teen anticipate potential risks by constantly scanning the road for hazards. Then share advice for how to safely avoid them. Establish a parent-teen driving agreement which sets family rules like when the teen can drive, where they can go and with who. Then clearly outline the consequences for breaking the rules and rewards for driving safe.